It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon is expanding its Ring doorbell unit to include a new line that will provide security cameras for parking lots. Matt, were people asking for a larger range?
Well, I think this is definitely something that Ring, aside from what its customers are asking for, Ring sees a bigger opportunity, right? They've built a brand on putting a doorbell on your front door, your house, your apartment, et cetera. And they think there's a bigger market to be had in professional sort of automated services to keep job sites secure. So definitely something there they're going after. Not sure it was a poll from customers.
Was this unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show, or was it just sort of time to coincide with it?
It was, yeah. Ring and Amazon more broadly have a big presence at CES this year, as in most years, and Ring had a whole lot to show off. Most of it, definitely geared it toward, that kind of automated surveillance and a lot of stuff for business types.
Who do we think is going to be the customer for this? Is it someone like a big box store? Could it be cities or counties that are providing, big areas for, homeless RVs, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think really all of the above. I think folks have taken note of the proliferation of these camera trailer setups, particularly since the pandemic. I'm not sure it was anything to do with the pandemic that sparked them, but something about the technology becoming available then and, people just wanting eyes on big open outdoor spaces, construction sites. It's definitely become a thing. So as these have become ubiquitous, it's got Amazon's notice. And, part of their pitch, as they tend to do, is, hey, you don't have to pick up the phone to buy this. You can just do it by filling out a form online, right? Do it really quickly and make it sort of more consumer friendly rather than having to call up some sort of business sales specialist.
Construction sites. You mentioned that. I hadn't even thought of that. That's another good one, too, because I know that those places, they're big on security. So are there other competitors in this market?
There are, yeah. It's not nobody's like a household name to the extent that that Amazon is. Like other folks, your ADTs and professional security outfits will sell you versions of this. Often that tech is built by another third party and sort of subcontracted. But that's the real play Amazon's making here, is that they, almost immediately in any security market they jump into, it's the most sort of user-friendly name that people have heard of, and they hope to kind of leverage that to make a big splash, despite folks being in and around it for years previously.
Okay, let's hit the privacy advocates that are never happy about this kind of, quote unquote, maybe you consider it surveillance in the first place, and the fact that Amazon can share data from these cameras with law enforcement.
Yeah, that's a program that got brought back under Ring's founding. CEO left the company for a couple of years. He came back in 2025 and brought back a sort of public safety message that, Ring is there to keep folks safe. So as a part of that, they are now resuming a program that lets owners of Ring cams share footage with police. In this case, Axon, the taser and body cam makers, acting as an intermediary, but reviving a program that, just about any civil liberties group you talk to said this is sort of a dangerous potential police dragnet and something with a whole lot of potential for abuse.
But the customers clearly don't see this as a black mark.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to say about that. I haven't seen good data on, what folks expect from the folks selling their home security device. Obviously, to some degree, they're recording the footage, so presumably they're okay with some sort of surveillance. But I'm not sure how folks would feel about, crossing that other step of, should I share this with law enforcement? Should I share this with a third party? That kind of thing.
One last thing. Cost for these bigger, sort of security trailer version.
Yep, that'll little run you about $5,000. With the bigger size comes the bigger price.
All right, thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.